if you have any understanding of time, your parents had it different than you did, and yep. their parents, and et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. It's just not the way the world works.
Not anymore.
We got to take a break. We're coming back with the kitchens open.
Woo!
And after that, we'll have our veterans update with our friend Tom Heiser all coming up in the 9 o'clock hour right here at, oh, we like the way Pam says this.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in New York, where all eyes will be on a former president when he testifies at his civil fraud trial. Correspondent Robert Costa is at the courthouse in Lower Manhattan.
It is a high-stakes day today for former President Donald Trump as he's set to testify about an alleged scheme to inflate his wealth. And behind the scenes, sources close to Trump tell me he has been simmering about how he, his own children, and his family business now face this trial.
His sons, Don Jr. and Eric, testified last week. His daughter Ivanka is scheduled to take the stand Wednesday. A Republican in the Midwest is set to give one of Mr. Trump's rivals a thumbs up in his bid for the presidency. CBS's Matt Piper reports.
Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds will endorse Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, providing a potential boost for his presidential campaign that has anchored itself in Iowa. The state's Republican caucus on January 15th is the first nominating contest of the 2024 election. DeSantis has made Iowa front and center for his campaign, embarking on a tour of all 99 counties and moving a majority of his campaign staff to the Hawkeye State this fall.
Israel's military says its troops are ready to enter Gaza City today or tomorrow for face-to-face battle with Hamas forces in underground bunkers and tunnels. Secretary of State Blinken spoke after meeting with Turkey's prime minister in Ankara.
We remain very focused on the hostages held by Hamas, including Americans, in making sure we're doing everything possible to bring them home.
Israel continues to reject U.S. calls for a humanitarian pause in the war. A couple of lawmakers in the Northeast are demanding answers about events leading up to a mass shooting last month. CBS's Jim Crisula.
Maine's two senators have reached out to the U.S. Army Inspector General demanding answers about the Army's handling of a reservist before he shot and killed 18 people at a bowling alley and bar. Fellow soldiers had expressed concerns about the man's mental health before the October 25th shootings, the deadliest in Maine history.
This time last week, a lot of us were shivering in unusually cold temperatures. This week, record high temps are forecast for the South, the Central, and Southern Plains. Odyssey meteorologist Craig Allen.
No sign of cold air invading the lower 48, especially on down towards the Gulf Coast, where it had been so cold only about a week or so ago.
Employers say not enough workers are saying,
I quit!
A year after bosses had their hands full scrambling to keep staff around, Wall Street Journal says turnover has declined so sharply, companies are worried about keeping star employees happy because there's no room for upward movement. S&P and Dow futures both ahead 5. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Three little words no parent wants to hear.
My tummy hurts.
And it always seems to happen at the worst times. Like in the middle of the morning rush, when you still have homework to check and lunches to pack, and of course, you're already late for work. Luckily, there's Pepto-Kids. Pepto-Kids gummies help relieve occasional stomach upsets, turning those three words into these three words.
I feel better.
Bad time for stomach upsets? Good time for Pepto-Kids gummies. Fast support for little tummies.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Republicans say they'll have a top-tier candidate for U.S. Senate in a month or two. Democratic Party Chairman Ben Wickler says it's Madison businessman Eric Hovde.
Mega millionaires like Eric Hovde, who haven't officially announced their campaigns,
but who are crisscrossing the state right now have hired staff. They're running shadow campaigns to avoid having to file financial disclosures or face public scrutiny.
Wickler was on Upfront on WISN-TV. His Republican counterpart, Brian Schimming, says Tammy Baldwin is vulnerable. More people are in Wisconsin state prisons for rules violations than violent crimes. That's according to a study from the Wisconsin Policy Forum. State prisons have been in lockdown since spring due to staffing shortages. Critics say Wisconsin prisons are too crowded. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Menominee County Medical Examiner is taking a look at the human skull a hunter found on the Menominee Reservation last Monday. The office confirms it appears to be that of a 5 to 10-year-old boy. Authorities are trying to get to the bottom of who it was and how they died. Law enforcement says it's an isolated incident and the public's not in danger. The FBI and several other law enforcement and public safety agencies are helping. Gas prices continue to fall in Wisconsin. Gas Buddy reports prices at the pump fell another 4.6 cents last week. The average across the state is $3.12 today, but the prices vary, with the cheapest station at $2.83 and the most expensive at $4.50. The average price is almost 70 cents lower than this time last year. Prices have been declining for 7 straight weeks across the nation and should continue for at least a couple more. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
58 this afternoon, under cloudy skies, winds out of the west, 10 to 20 miles per hour. 36 tonight, overcast. 45 tomorrow, cloudy.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 57.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
Seth Habager.
Good morning.
We're here to have some fun. We're going to get into some great stuff for you today. We've got our good friend Tom Heiser with our monthly veterans update coming up. We're also going to get into a little bit of entertainment news. Got some local good stories of the day, including one that was sent to us just this morning we're going to talk about.
Oh, awesome.
Ooh, nice. That's going to be fun. But I think that most people by now understand that Monday mornings in this time slot, you know what that means.
Tell me something.
That's right. Hello and welcome to the Kitchens Open on WFHR. It's November and fall is truly upon us. So today we're going to talk about squash.
Oh, I love that game. There's nothing quite as satisfying as the sound of a squash ball hitting the wall and then you hit it again and with a racket. It's almost as enjoyable as tennis. It really.
I don't think she meant the game squash, James. I'm assuming she's referring to one of the oldest known crops that originated here on our continent, possibly as far back as 10,000 years ago. They are members of the I practiced it. The Cucurbitaceae family, commonly referred to as squash or gourds.
Nicely done. Well, as much as it pains me to say this, Seth is correct.
Mm-hmm.
But before we digress into inconsequential trivialities, we need to thank our sponsor.
Yeah, give me the hard words all the time.
Let us all come together now to thank our sponsor, the South Waukani YMCA. Huzzah! Nothing? All right, fine. I got this. I'll just go ahead and do it then. We appreciate the YMCA for sponsoring this segment that brings us all together over our common love of food and good nutrition.
We do appreciate our sponsor, and our local YMCA offers many opportunities to better your nutrition and knowledge with their nutrition classes and fun programs.
Yeah, I knew you'd be in my corner, Mel.
There's two more Nutrition 101 classes exploring probiotics on November 20th, and in December, you can learn about low-sodium eating with registered dietitian Tiana Hamm.
Nice audible, Seth. Nicely done.
The next Lunch and Learn classes are at 11:15 on November 29th and December 20th. You'll learn and get to eat turkey grain bowls in November and hearty beef and kale chili with cornbread in December.
Take us home with Kids in the Kitchen, Seth.
Your kids will learn to make mini chicken pot pies on December 9th at 10:15, and you'll never need to cook again. Wishful thinking. But these fun and educational classes help your kids become confident in the kitchen and expand their cooking skills.
And what's the number they need to call, Mel?
Well, you can call the YMCA to register for any of these classes at 715-818-9622. That's 715-818-9622. Or you can visit SWCYMCA to see all their nutrition and fitness programs available to you.
See, didn't that feel good working together as a team? It's always a game of inches with you two, but that sponsor, shout out, knocked it out of the park right there. Nicely done, everybody.
Oh, wow. You really took off the gloves with the sports references there, James.
Well, sometimes navigating this segment with you two is a bit of a sticky wicket.
Ooh.
Oh, a cricket reference even. I'll admit, I'm impressed.
Any excuse to light the lamp, Mal.
All right, you guys. Let's get the ball rolling here.
Oh, for Pete's sake. Can we just talk about food now, please?
Oh, don't be a hurler in the ditch.
You beat me to the punch on that one, man.
You know what? Hands down, you two make me punchy quicker than my own brothers, but I'm going to take one on the chin, throw my hat in the ring, and go the distance here to try to get us back on track. Somebody's got to take the dive, and it's not going to be my favorite sparring partner over there. So let's stop squaring off, get back to the blog and tackle, and get it in under the wire, guys.
Wow.
Oh, that was
that's good. Did we hit them all now? Horse racing, boxing, I am impressed.
I'm just doing the golf clap. I'm just beyond impressed.
It was bound to happen.
All right. Well, now there are two distinct categories of squash because we are back to the food now. Summer squash and winter squash. We're going to focus mainly on winter squash since we're past the season here in Wisconsin for summer squash. Mm.
These include everything from zucchini and yellow squash to the oddly shaped patapan and Two Tones Zephyr squash. Love that. That's one of my favorite things. Mm. Summer squash, also known as Cucurbita pipao, has skin or rind that can be eaten and is harvested when it's immature.
Yeah. Summer squashes only take about 50 days from planting to harvest, whereas winter squashes need to grow for closer to 100 days before you can harvest them. Winter squash also have hard rinds that need to be peeled before you can eat them, with a couple of exceptions. This means they keep better and can be stored for several months.
Squash, by the way, is technically a fruit. This is because they contain seeds and develop from the flower-producing part of a plant. But we traditionally think of them as vegetables. Another fun fact is almost every part of the squash plant is edible, including the leaves, tendril shoots, stems, flower, seeds, and fruit.
Mm. Now, the word squash comes from the Narragansett Indian word, a scatasquash. Now, I couldn't find any pronunciation for that.
Oh, okay.
So I'm guessing. A scatasquash. And I saw several different translations for that word. The Library of Congress said it means eaten raw or uncooked. Wikipedia said eaten green or raw. And Farmer Lee Jones posted on LinkedIn on his blog it means eaten raw or cooked, which makes the most sense to me, because that's how you can eat squash.
Okay.
Raw or cooked.
I respect the Library of Congress, but for some reason, when it comes from Farmer Lee Jones,
like, man, he's an authority.
That literally meant more to me when I heard that. I'll take his word on it.
Why does he have a LinkedIn thing?
I'm following that, though. I'm liking his page.
But, you know, this does speak to the importance of language and that when we lose our native language speakers, we lose the meaning of these words.
Mm-hmm.
This is something I've been talking about a lot in recent months with Laura and some others. She's studying this.
Oh, wow.
I've talked with this with my whole life here in Wisconsin with other Native Americans about the importance of this. And I always come back to this part of it. If you're a proud American, that's part of your history.
Mm-hmm.
If you love this country, all the people waving flags around, running around with American flag belt buckles and things, you should be behind us on this.
Yep.
This is part of your
heritage of the land.
Mm-hmm. It's the heritage of the land. But maybe the perfect way to put that, Melissa. Well done. This is something that we shouldn't be alone on, trying to fight to keep this history alive. Yep. Our state is, I think, doing a fairly decent job of this. Mm-hmm. They could do better, but I think doing a pretty good job. You have to tip your hat when we can.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Or at least trying.
Yes. And I think that's how bad this has gotten. We're even thankful for that people even just trying. It's our history. It's not just, it is first and foremost Native American history. I'm not trying to like poach their history here or anything,
but it is, again,
incredibly well put to Melissa's point. It is the land's history too. And that's something that we should be taking pride in. America's not about our government. America's not about a religion or about a creed or anything like that. It's about the land.
Mm-hmm.
It's about our land, our physical land, our country.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a really important conversation. We should probably delve into it another time because there's so much involved into it. But let's get back to squash for now.
All right.
Yeah. So most of us think of it as a vegetable, and squash is a good source of minerals, carotenes, and vitamin A. They also have moderate quantities of vitamins B and C.
Even though more than 20 species of wild squash originated in the Americas, the Michigan State University website states that China and India currently grow the most squash, and now the U.S. is the biggest importer of squash.
Probably the most common type of winter squash we see in the stores right now is butternut squash. It's shaped like a bulb with thick tan or peach-colored skin that you have to peel or remove before eating. The simplest method is to cut it in half, scoop out the seeds, and bake it in the oven. After about 40 to 50 minutes of roasting at 375 or 400 degree oven, it's done and ready to scoop out of the skin. Then you can mash it and season it to your liking.
Now, my mom always grew a ton of butternut squash when I was a kid, and we ate it all winter. She liked to roast it like you described, Seth, and then she put brown sugar and butter in the scooped out part when she baked it.
Ooh.
Oh, I bet you could use maple syrup in a place of brown sugar, and I totally want to try that now.
Good idea.
The other way my mom prepared it was cutting the squash up with a knife and then cutting off the rind. Then she would boil it in water like potatoes and mash it with butter and again brown sugar because that's how she liked to eat it. Now, I hated doing this because the rind is so hard to cut. I spent the last 20 years roasting squash, like Seth described, and then scooping it out of the rind and seasoning it with savory spices like butter, salt, and pepper because that's how I like it.
I'm with you.
But my boyfriend has a really nice sharp carrot peeler, and he showed me a new way to get the rind off. Now, 30 years later, I'm a fan of cubing squash before cooking and not always having to roast it because it makes it more versatile as an ingredient and it cooks up faster.
See? Us guys are good at for something.
I won't even argue with you on that, Seth. I am eternally grateful to Aaron for showing me that trick.
Ha-ha! Now, acorn squash is another popular favorite this time of year. It has dark green skin and looks like a giant acorn.
This squash can also be prepared roasted the way that Seth described for the butternut squash. The best part is these are small enough to serve as individual halves on your plate. Mm-hmm. You can even have fun with the filling if you don't want to go sweet and with butter and brown sugar or maple syrup. Yum. You can also try a sausage and mushroom stuffing or even rice, Italian sausage, and cheese. Can make a whole new meal out of it.
The stuffing ideas are endless on the internet. I think you could prepare this a different way every time you make it and never run out of new recipes. But the favorite way I've had it prepared with the skin on is in a curry.
I'm not surprised by that. Yeah. Is anyone surprised by that?
Not at all.
No. Oh, hush. Curry is amazing.
I know. I like it too.
The trick is you have to find acorn squash without any orange on them. So only the fully green colored ones work or the rind is too tough to eat. I found that out the hard way.
Aw, poor Melissa. Now, acorn squash aren't the only ones that you can stuff, nor are they the only winter squash that you can eat, where you can eat the skin.
So true. Sweet dumpling squash work for both applications. They're about the size of an apple, with a green and white multicolored rind that's completely edible. You can cut off the top, scoop out the seeds, put in a little stuffing, bake and serve. The whole thing is edible.
Wow.
I have to try those. I honestly thought they were just for decoration. Another,
winter squash. I totally did too, yes.
Another winter squash that I've seen used as a decoration but has edible skin is delicata. They are white or yellow with green stripes. They're delicious, sliced into half moons and roasted. So good. But they don't keep as long as other winter squash with a tougher skin, so you want to use them up right away.
Now we should probably talk about the elephant in the room here and everything.
Are you trying to make another sports reference, James?
No, I was just trying to segue into talking about the giant squash on the list.
I don't think that means what you think it means.
Inconceivable!
Okay, Princess Bride references I can handle.
Although there was an elephant involved in the squabble between the American League and the National League in 1902, it's a fascinating story involving John McGraw and Ben Johnson.
Let's not get derailed now, boys. Hey, you can talk sports during Playmakers later today. As James was trying to point out, we need to talk about the mother of all squash, the Hubbard.
As in Mother Hubbard?
No. That was actually in an English nursery rhyme that may have been referring to Cardinal Wolsey and his inability to obtain an annulment for the Pope from the Pope for Henry VIII's first marriage to Catherine of Aragon.
Oh, of course. That's so obvious now. It's a really? I didn't know.
Well, apparently the cupboard represents the Catholic Church, the dog represents King Henry VIII, and the bone, the coveted annulment.
Okay, seriously, guys, that's fascinating, and I'm actually intrigued. But we're running out of time. The Hubbard squash is one of the largest varieties and can weigh up to 15 pounds.
15 wow. pounds? Dang, that's nothing compared to the giant pumpkins we've been talking about all last month. Pumpkins are a squash, aren't they?
True. Yes, they are. But but when pumpkins get that big, they don't taste very good. Mm. Giant pumpkins are bred for size, color, and looks, but their flesh is watery and bitter.
Mm. The Hubbard, on the other hand, doesn't look pretty on the outside. They have a lumpy exterior that can change in color from orange to green with a tinge of gray. But they have a sweet flesh that's delicious when roasted. Just be prepared to have a lot of leftovers.
Well, boys, I think we'd better wrap up here.
But there's more squash we didn't talk about yet.
Banana squash.
Buttercup squash.
Carnival squash.
Kombucha squash.
Wait, isn't that a drink?
No, you're thinking of kombucha.
Oh, okay. Oh, we're in the home stretch now. Spaghetti squash.
Honey nut squash.
You made that one up.
No, that's I not didn't. Real.
That's can't be.
It's a relatively new squash that looks like a miniature butternut, but sweeter. It's great in the fall, in a fall salad or in creamy risotto recipe.
That's it. I'm throwing in the towel. If I could cut your mics off, I totally would.
Saved by the bell. I'm out of the squash variety. I'm out of squash varieties anyway.
Well, I am not. There's still Cinderella pumpkins, amber cup, turban squash. Honey Bear.
Thank you for joining us today for another edition of The Kitchen's Open. We want to thank the Southwood County YMCA, our current sponsor for this segment. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Ashley by calling 715-424-2600. That's 715-424-2600.
You can call the YMCA to find out information about the classes, memberships, nutrition programs, personal training, or anything else that they have going on. That number is 715-818-9600. That's 715-818-9622, or visit their website, swcymca.org.
And with that, we'll close the kitchen.
Oh, God, was that fun. That was a good one. That was a good one.
Squash is good.
Way to play along, guys.
Squash is good.
Way to write is
squash
so good.
Is delicious.
That was fantastic. We'll be listening every Monday for another episode of The Kitchen's Open, the wonderful segment that Melissa puts together for us. Oh, extremely good job right there. And a big shout out to our friends at the Southwood County YMCA. Check them out and all the great things that they have going on over there. We're going to take a break and come back with our monthly Veterans Update with Tom Heiser right here on The Morning Show at WFHR.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Ready for deer camp? The Trading Post has all of your hunting needs. Snacks, ammo, new and used guns. Don't waste your time searching for savings. Stop in and ask for Kevin to save some bucks. The Trading Post, West Grand Avenue in historic downtown Wisconsin Rapids.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join The Morning Show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join The Morning Show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
58 this afternoon, under cloudy skies, winds out of the west, 10 to 20 miles per hour. 36 tonight, overcast. 45 tomorrow, cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujcic-Ski. Currently, it's 57.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Have James, Seth, and Melissa here with you right now. And we are joined every month at the beginning of the month by our good friends from the VFW. And we have with us right now our friend Tom Heiser with a monthly Veterans Update. Tom, how you been?
Not too bad, James. How's yourself?
Doing good. Doing good. We appreciate the time as always. And I do always want to send a shout out to Tom because many of the things that you hear about that we get information is from you, Tom. And I've always appreciated that over the years. Thank you so much for that.
Well, we appreciate what WFHR and WIRI do for us as well. It's a very
good working relationship.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Tom, I don't want to keep you too long here. I know you've got a long list in front of you. So please be listening, everybody. But you might be able to get some laundry done while Tom's talking. You might be able to. We are joking.
No, get your pens and pencils out.
Yes, Melissa's right. Get your pens and pencils out and write these things down. Tom, what do you have for us?
Well, November, you know, Veterans Day is this month, and we don't take a break.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's for whatever. But just starting this month at McMillan Library, mm-hmm. the Vietnam Veterans of America, they're celebrating their 40th anniversary.
Wow.
And they have a display there of things people brought back, memorabilia and stuff like that. So just stop in, take a look at it.
Yeah.
We got vets in school various days all month. Mm-hmm. Good working relationship with the Wisconsin Rapids School District, and teachers invite us in to come and talk about our experiences with the kids. Let's see. Okay, this Wednesday, the Heroes Cafe, Quilts of Valor at the Elks Club. That is quite an honor. We're 20-some veterans are getting Quilts of Valor.
That's and I believe that's got is this the one where some women are receiving for the first time, or was that did that one already take place?
That one's coming up.
That's coming up. Thank you, Tom. Yeah,
I'll get you that.
We'll get there. Yeah, yeah. Patience.
Yeah. That's quite an honor. We got a lot of people coming for that because it's the only one in the country that's ever done that.
That's so beautiful.
Amazing. Little Rapids is on the. On Wednesday, November 8th, American Legion Post has their monthly meeting. Mm-hmm. On the 9th, they're putting the flags out at the cemeteries.
I'm going to need volunteers for that at all, Tom, for that one?
Well, I'll get a hold of Post 9. They're the ones that are in charge of it.
Sure, okay.
They do, I know they do Restlawn, and I think they do Forest Hill.
Okay. So
there's a lot of flags that go out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Then we got on the 9th, our VBA Chapter 101 meeting at 6 o'clock at the VFW Post. Also that day, American Legion has their post in Rudolph.
Mm-hmm.
On Friday, November 10th, we have the Varsity Blood Drive at the VFW Post, and that's open to the public. This time of year, all times of year, they need blood.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's going from 9 to 1 over at the VFW Post?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So if you're not busy enough, then at 10 o'clock, they have the Legacy Stone Ceremony at Assumption High School. That's where they put those stones that go in front of the courthouse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A lot of people honor their family members.
Yeah.
And that is open to the public as well. You don't have to have veteran involved in that, but you can show up. And then on Friday, again, November 10th, we're not busy enough, the VBA's chapter, local chapter, has their 40th anniversary program at McMillan starting at 1:30. They're going to have the movie We Were Soldiers.
Yeah.
We're going to be showing that free of charge.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to have a panel afterwards. We want to ask questions.
It's going to be great. Yeah, it's going to be a nice moment there, especially with the panel afterwards. That's a really nice touch to this. And you're going to be a part of that?
Yeah, so far.
Oh, excellent. So far.
We're not busy enough giving blood and going to here. And then on Saturday, the Veterans Day ceremony at Veterans Park at 11. That is also open to the public.
Mm-hmm.
We may have some political people there speaking.
Excellent.
So you people have a chance to talk to the veterans or to the congressman. And also on that day, we have a VFW spaghetti meal out at the VFW post from 4:30 to 7. It's all you can eat.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Every year, that's a banger. Every year that people love that one. That's something we look forward to.
Yeah, we got spaghetti, marinara, or meat sauce, bread, garlic butter, salad, dressings.
It's a good time. It's a good meal. 4:30 to 7 over at the VFW Post 2534. And that, again, is coming up right around the corner, everybody. That's going to be November 11th on Veterans Day.
As in Saturday.
Yes, Saturday. Yes. Sorry.
Next Saturday. And then on Monday, they're going to pick up the flags that the American Legion Post 9 put out. On Tuesday, November 14th, is Auburndale Veterans Community Coffee up at Auburndale High School. And November 16th is VFW's monthly meeting. And this is what really got me. It's already November 22nd, Rekindle the Spirit Parade.
I can't believe that.
Wow.
What happened to this year? Where'd it go?
I've been looking all day for it.
Put it here somewhere.
It's got to be somewhere. We're going to keep looking. We're going to keep looking, everybody. Yeah, Rekindle the Spirit, November 22nd. Looking forward to that.
And that's starting about 5:30, 5:45 at, we're lining up at the Boys and Girls Club. Once again, the veterans lead that parade.
Yeah.
December 2nd, Nakusa Christmas Parade.
That's another one that just crazy. Yeah, that's so close.
And then on December 7th, VFW Post is holding the Pearl Harbor Remembrance Ceremony. We are one of the few posts in the state of Wisconsin that still do this.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
When I was looking at this list, that stood out to me. And so I am surprised by that. I hope that this starts a trend or starts more and more VFWs doing this, because this is something I feel like we should have been doing all along.
Right, but, you know, history is history, and that's
ancient. Yes. You know. Right. I get you. Yeah.
And we have people from officers from the state, VFW, coming in for that, and they just can't believe –
yeah, well,
we're still doing it, and
nice.
It's honor. I mean, I understand. You know, we understand that we're losing more and more of our World War II vets all the time, our Korea vets all the time. Right. I think that's more reason for us to do this than ever. It's to make sure that their memories, that the legacy of what they've done, is not forgotten in time. We keep moving, but we keep these stories around.
Exactly, and it is inside, so if
good.
The weather person doesn't do us right.
Right.
Hello. So that is something that is open to the public also.
Yeah.
And we usually have chili.
I'm there now. I'm ready. Yeah. I love chili. Yeah.
You need a copy of the list?
Yeah. Right. I better, yeah.
And then on Wednesday the 13th, Heroes Cafe moves to Crossview Church.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's the day that it officially moves. Is that correct?
Correct. At the Elks Club.
Yeah.
That's when the close of Valor, and then at the end of the month, we move over there, and there's we don't have any in January or February. Take a break.
Yeah. But we do want to send a big thank you to the Elks Lodge hosting this as long as it did and everything, and so much of the good work that they do over there. And a big thank you to Crossview Church for hosting this, for having this. That's going to be great.
Well, what's interesting is the pastor at Crossview Church is an Air Force vet.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
So it all ties in together.
Yeah.
Yes.
And if anybody has any questions, pencil and paper. VFW phone number is 715-600-0401, and Sean Plant will answer the phone and help you with any questions or information that you need.
We will be talking about these all week long, and really all month long. And as we're celebrating, we're talking about these events. But I do, Tom, I do think that even if we just listened to you just now in this last 10 minutes or so and hear this rundown, it speaks to why Veterans Day is so important. You started this off with it. Veterans don't take time off. Veterans don't retire. They just keep looking at ways to put back into their communities and help. And I feel like whether you are a soldier, whether you've had a soldier in your family or not, one of the least things you can do to honor Veterans Day is to bring attention to these subjects, to bring attention to the VFW and the needs that it has. We can all do that, and it's the very least that we could do. It literally the very least we could do as Americans for the freedoms that we have.
Well, it's not just the VFW, the American Legion Post. You got the DAV, Disabled American Veterans.
Good point.
This area has a lot of veterans organization as such, and we're always looking for new members because the era, the Vietnam era, are the ones that are in charge of these units.
Right.
But we got to get new ideas. We got to look for ways to get the information out. Social media, social or not, whatever.
Yeah.
But that's, where do we go?
Yeah, yeah. We're going to do our best to help with that. And we're certainly going to be promoting and talking about these events and getting you guys a good turnout.
Well, we really appreciate it because, and what's also interesting is many businesses in town on Veterans Day offer like a meal or a dessert.
Yeah.
But you look at, when do we have a chance to go?
Right, yeah. Yeah. So busy, such a good point. Thank you to all of our veterans out there, and a big thank you to you, Tom. We appreciate the time.
Well, I really appreciate coming in here and talking with you guys, and enjoy this time.
Yeah, good.
All right.
We'll do it again next month.
We won't use as much time next month.
you might need the month to collect all the information. You might. That phone number again that Tom gave, that is 715-600-0401. That's 715-600-0401. Again, thank you for the time, Tom. We appreciate you.
Thank you very much and appreciate it.
We'll get to Melissa's news. We'll come back with some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know.
The homicide trial of a former Milwaukee police officer starts with jury selection today. Michael Mattioli was off duty when he and Joel Acevedo got into an argument at Mattioli's home in 2020. Prosecutors say Mattioli put Acevedo into a chokehold during the fight, and Acevedo died 6 days later. Any student in Wisconsin, no matter what their circumstances, would get free breakfast and lunch at school under a new bill Democratic state lawmakers are introducing in the legislature today. The federal government provided free lunches for all kids during the COVID-19 emergency. That program has ended, and the Healthy School Meals for All Wisconsin Coalition says it wants to keep it going on the state level. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The clocks have fallen back an hour, and it's even darker during your morning commute. Brittany Merlot has some tips on what to do about deer when driving this time of year.
Tis the season to play dodge the deer. Remember, deer seldomly run alone, so if you see one, expect more to be near. Be especially careful in the early morning hours and evenings when they are most active. Slow down, eliminate distractions, and wear your seatbelts. If a deer is looming in your headlights, don't expect it to run away. Lights cause them to freeze and be confused. Brake firmly, never swerve. If you do hit it, get your car off the road, call the police, and let them know your location.
There's a tea party planned with dinosaurs tomorrow in Wisconsin Rapids. You can have family fun at the T-Rex Tea Party at McMillan Library on Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m. Families with children of all ages are welcome for games, crafts, and snacks. No registration is required, but space and supplies are limited. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
We're not comfortable.
Guess what? You asked for it and you got it. The oldest furnace contest is back. Tri-City Services is giving away a free furnace to the winner of the oldest furnace contest. Whoever has the oldest working furnace in the Wisconsin Rapids area will win a free furnace. Yes, a free furnace. What are the rules, you ask? Well, entrants must own and reside in their home in the Wisconsin Rapids area. The furnace must be functional and the main heat source for your house. Pretty easy. So take a picture of that old dinosaur furnace and enter online at calltricity.com. Contest ends November 30th, so hurry. Enter your dinosaur furnace in the oldest furnace contest at Tri-City Services. Restrictions apply. Enter online at calltricity.com before November 30th.
You're not comfortable until you are at Tri-City Services.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle. We're out there because you're out there.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and copays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 58 this afternoon, under cloudy skies, winds out of the west, 10 to 20 miles per hour. 36 tonight, overcast. 45 tomorrow, cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujcicki. Currently, it's 57.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR.
I'm talking foolish. You've heard that I'm wild and I'm free. You may wonder how I can promise you now. This love that I feel for you always will be
I'm not cutting off Randy Travis. I'm not doing that. I ain't doing that. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Seth, Melissa, James here with you. We hope you're having a great day out there. Thanks for kicking your week off with us. And a big thank you to Tom Heiser for our monthly Veterans Update. Always appreciate that from Tom.
Good stuff.
Want to get into a little bit of entertainment news. And Barbara Streisand's new memoir, My Name is Barbara, comes out tomorrow, and it's 992 pages long.
What? Ooh. Wow.
But if you really want to, and you can read it a lot faster than you can listen to it, Barbara herself reads the audio version, and it clocks in at 48 hours and 15 minutes.
It's 2 days.
It's literally 2 days long. And she does not sing on it. She does not sing at all.
Just her talking, yep.
She did an interview on CBS Sunday Morning yesterday, after which the book jumped from number 25 to number 4 on Amazon's bestseller list.
That gives you an indication of what happens with that. Uh-huh.
My mother used to tease me about this, that I lose my Jewish card for certain things. I like to put butter on my bagels, not cream cheese, so I lose it for that. And I'm not a big Barbara Streisand guy.
Yep.
Like, I respect her a lot. You guys have heard me ramble about her break and her story about her break and everything, and I think it's one of the greatest acting stories I've ever heard in my life, and I think she is one of the greatest voices and greatest singer-songwriters there's ever been. It's not my thing. And part of it is because of her ego. Her ego is pretty massive. It's like the state of Montana. It's pretty big. Right. It don't matter to me how talented you are. That always bothers me.
Yeah.
I feel this way about Michael Jordan, for what it's worth. These are two Homer things for me, you know? So I don't know. Who's going to finish this book? Who's going to read this whole thing?
It seems like a lot. It really does. I mean, no, yeah, she's had a long life.
It's not really, though, guys. I mean, the books that I love listening to, all of the Outlander books are that long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
for
true.
The most part.
But that's fiction.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
True.
You know, I think that's a little different.
This is somebody's entire life. I mean, how old is she?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. For comedic purposes, I joke about these things and stuff. But no,
the serious card comes into play, and that's usually not me.
No, no, I got a little jealous there for a second.
What are you doing, horning in on my territory?
It's a good point. I mean, you talk about if you were to tell me this celebrity has a memoir that's 2 days long, one of the first names I would think it would be Barbara Streisand. You know.
Yeah. Or Dolly Parton.
Yes, yeah.
Hers might be twice that long. But
possibly, yeah. Interesting, though.
Yeah.
Now, that would be excessive. 4 days? No.
Yeah, that'd be a lot.
Interesting happened on The Simpsons a couple weeks ago. And first off, they had their Treehouse of Horrors episode yesterday. They have not lost a beat. 35 seasons and still kicking out amazing Treehouse of Horror episodes. The Simpsons is dropped a number of things in recent years because, as I mentioned, it's been around 35 years. And even a modern show like that has not, some things have not aged well. Mm-hmm. They have changed the voice of Apu. He's barely on the show now, unfortunately, but they don't have Hank Azar, a white actor, doing the voice of him anymore. They don't have Harry Shearer doing the voice of Dr. Hibbard. That voice was one of the police officers and some of the other characters who were played by African-Americans. Now they have African-American voice actors doing them. Mm-hmm. I think that they've done a really cool job of kind of showing that, hey, you can modernize and not lose your beat, not lose what you are. Well, a big one that they have taken quite a while to get to, in a new episode a few weeks ago, McMansion and wife, Homer and Marge meet a new neighbor. And when Homer shakes his hand, the guy comments on the strong grip. Homer says, "See, Marge, strangling the boy paid off." But then he adds, "Just kidding, I don't do that anymore. Times have changed."
Ah, yes.
Since the very first episode, not even the episode, from the first incarnation of The Simpsons, Homer's been strangling Bart. And it's been creating child abuse that we've all just been laughing at.
Right.
It's very similar to the Honeymooners ending every episode with, "One of these days..."
Yeah, pow to the moon.
Yep. You know, we're making fun of domestic violence now. As a little kid, I didn't think that was right. Now, I know that there is going to be a pushback from some people. Oh, we can't have anything anymore. Oh, the woke mob has changed, blah, 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 blah. No. No, that is not what is happening. What is happening is we are correcting things that y'all got wrong in the back time.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's all that's happening right here. And we're even doing, and I'm not saying y'all as in I'm not a part of that. You know, that includes me. That includes our generations and everything. I think especially with some of us youngish generations, mm-hmm. not younger, but youngish, we have a tendency to look back and think, well, we were so woke. We were so ahead of our time. Look at how great we were. Oh, no. We still, because during our time, you still had those videos, those Girls Gone Wild videos and those kind of things that were hugely popular in the late 90s and everything. Yeah. Not as woke as we thought.
Not as advanced as
we might have thought we were. And The Simpsons, one of the more revolutionary shows, one of the more up-to-date common shows, they were doing things long before other TV shows were. They are one of those shows, too, that realize, hey, we got to change something.
Well, think about this. If you remember when The Simpsons came out and the controversy, because mm-hmm. Bart, you know, had an attitude and these kinds of things. No, I don't remember anyone ever saying, and Homer strangles his son. That was never one of the things that they talked about. Yeah. I do know that Matt Groening said his original idea was that he would do that to Bart, but Bart would do it back to him. They'd be doing it to each other. It just never worked out that way. But I'm glad that they've kind of owned that a little bit now and say, yeah, we used to do that, but we don't anymore.
We're going to take a break and come back and go over the highlights of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction.
Cool.
A little of that for you coming up. But I do want to mention, it is a Monday, and it is time to download and check out the podcast, What the Muppet.
that you may have some sort of connection to.
Maybe. On the edges.
I have no idea what you two are talking about. This wonderful young lady, Bria Hoyt, mm-hmm. Wonderful name, by the way. My daughter and I do a podcast together. We encourage you to check it out. Thank you so much to everybody that already has. We got a great episode for you today. And a big shout out to the last episode, the Puppet Masters of None guys.
Yes.
That was a blast working with them. They're going to be on our show coming up, and we're going to have them on. I even might try to get them on Director's Cut.
Let's do it.
They are really fun guys to talk to. And fascinating to hear the behind the scenes of puppeteering and everything. Yeah. It's very cool. This week's episode, If Your Closet Sneezed. Check it out, everybody.
A bit of absurdist humor there. I love it.
Check out the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And be sure to go to YouTube, subscribe to the page What the Muppet, and keep up to date on it. Every time I look at it, every week, our subscribers are going up everything.
It's the process, man.
I really appreciate all of you out there for that. That's so cool. Thank you. We will take a break, come back, and have some more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just got to hold on. And know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
hey, you got this. Just breathe. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Highs around 59 this afternoon under cloudy skies. West winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. 36 tonight, cloudy. Tomorrow, high of 45. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 59.
Oh, you all just got Rickrolled.
All right.
Welcome back to the Morning Show at WFHR. I can't handle his voice. I really, of all the voices in music history, it's top five, like, I can't handle the most.
Oh,
I don't get it.
If a Muppet did him, that's what it would sound like.
Yes, exactly. It would. It doesn't look like that voice should come out of that body.
No, this tiny little thing.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't. It's so weird.
We're gonna keep talking music a little bit here as the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony went down Friday night. It streamed live on Disney Plus. I'm still gonna try to check that out. My dad did. He loved it. He watched the Beatles thing now and then, and then he watched that right back to back. You could not wipe the smile off that man's face. He was so happy.
That is so awesome.
Actress Laura Dern introduced Sheryl Crow and called her a badass goddess. Sheryl performed with Olivia Rodrigo, Stevie Nicks, and Peter Frampton.
Wow.
Willie Nelson performed with Crow, Dave Matthews, and Chris Stapleton after he was inducted. That's a band that Stapleton and Dave Matthews have together.
Interesting mix. Okay, yeah, that's cool.
Matthews was one who did the honors for Willie.
No, that's cool.
It was pretty cool. Andrew Wrigley from Wham inducted George Michael. And there was a wonderful performance by Miguel, Adam Levine, and Carrie Underwood performing in his honor. Carrie Underwood killed it. She nailed it. Great job by her.
She's good at doing other artists' music. She can do a whole cover album.
Really is, yeah. Tom Morello was the only member of Rage Against the Machine to attend the ceremony, which is not surprising.
No.
What was surprising, Ice-T inducted them. I thought that was pretty cool. And at first, it didn't make sense. And then I'm like, wait a minute. No, that makes perfect sense. That's the perfect person to have introduced them. Kate Bush was not able to attend the ceremony, but didn't say why. She was inducted by Big Boy from Outkast and St. Vincent from running St. Vincent. St. Vincent, wonderful female artist, guitarist and everything, which makes sense. Big Boy from Outkast might not make as much sense, but it kind of fits.
Kate Bush, well, it does fit, because if anyone who knows Kate Bush, she's kind of interesting.
Yes.
I love her music. I mean, I love her music, absolutely. She's
very diplomatic of you.
Yeah, she's just kind of weird. She's a little weird, but I like weird, you know?
Queen Latifah was introduced by Missy Elliott, the first female rapper ever inducted. She closed out the show with a melody that included a bunch of different songs with Missy and Queen Latifah.
Oh, that sounds cool.
If you're going to tell me who is going to be the first female rapper inducted, it needs to be Queen Latifah. Maybe the greatest female rapper of all time.
Mm-hmm.
The Spinners didn't perform after the induction. New Edition took the stage and did a melody of their hits, though. That's pretty cool.
New Edition did the Spinners, huh?
Yeah, that's... I gotta.
By the way, what took so long?
Yeah.
The Spinners.
Spinners should have been in there a long time ago. Elton John's longtime songwriter, Bernie Taupin, was inducted in the Musical Excellence category. Elton inducted him, then performed Tiny Dancer for him.
Aww. That's very
pretty,
nice.
It's got to be pretty cool to check out, yeah. And Chaka Khan and Al Cooper also got Musical Excellence awards. DJ Kool Herc and guitarist Link Rye got the Musical Influence Award. Ooh. And Soul Train founder Don Cornelius received the Ahmet Etgren Award.
Oh, bless you, Don Cornelius.
Yes, yeah. Jimmy Page made a surprise appearance to induct Link Rye and performed in his honor.
Link Ray is one of those formative guitarists. Of course, he was most famous for Rumble. It's a guitar instrumental. Mm. But like you said, Jimmy Page, and that's how influential this guy was to a generation of guitarists. It's amazing.
Yeah. Just want to play a little bit of of some of this.
Okay.
And where is the? Oh, here it is. This is the artist doing the tribute to George Michael.
That look in your eyes.
Man, she can sing. God, she can sing. I think George Michael's got one of those legend voices.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just incredibly iconic voices. Good no matter what the era. Came out in 1920, came out in 1980. Going to be a hit maker.
Yep.
She does an amazing job with that song.
I changed my mind. I want Carrie Underwood to do an entire album of nothing but Wham and George Michael covers.
Yes, agreed.
Because she would kill it, man.
Yeah, that's just really good. And here's Willie Nelson and guests doing On the Road Again.
Friends, insisting that the world keeps turning our way. And all road again.
That's good.
He still sounds so good, man.
He still sounds just like he always has. Like, that's incredible.
It's amazing. He's going to be 90 years old.
Of all the incredible things about his career, that's got to be up there with one of them, that he sounds just so good
just
and
the
still
same,
the
yeah.
same.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was all good, but we got to get to a That Ain't Right story. And a lot of people complain about the prices at the grocery store. So what would you do if your child's trick-or-treating, loot included, practically stuffed like a dozen eggs, or a loot of dozen eggs or a pack of bacon. A man in Massachusetts named Michael Morata handed out rotisserie chickens to trick-or-treaters who stopped by his home. He bought the chicken at the Market Basket, which is a grocery chain in the Northeast.
Oh, wow.
He said he offered the kids a full rotisserie chicken or a full-size candy bar. And out of the 20 trick-or-treaters who stopped by, only two of them took him up on the chicken.
Two people did. I love it.
The man said it was his lifelong dream to hand out rotisserie chickens and posted about it on social media. He said it was a success. I hooked up a few appreciative dads, and a kid in a Ravenclaw robe said no, typically. I'm not sure what the That Ain't Right part of this story is.
Oh, no.
I just wanted to talk about it. I just wanted to make sure
and
that
bless,
people knew
And bless
about
you
it.
For talking about it, because that made my whole day, man.
The That Ain't Right part is that a rotisserie chicken would take up a lot of room in your candy.
That's true. It sounds like
And they have a tendency to leak.
That's true. So I think it sounds like the father or the person who was with the kids as well. Oh, I'll take that. Yeah, I mean, a chicken. Yeah.
I want so bad.
Dinner's made.
Yeah.
I want to know about the handout process. Like, like grabbing candy out of a bowl is nothing.
Yeah,
boom,
right.
Boom, you do it and you're not even looking at it.
Here's a chicken.
Like, it's a chicken. I go, hang on. I almost, oh, it slipped. Okay, I got it. Now you open your bag more. Open the bag more. I can't get it.
Wider.
Why? Okay, now we're ready. That's too good.
That's good.
We should have video of that.
I hope.
I got to look up and see if there is some video. I pray that there is.
Oh, boy.
We need a palate cleanser, and we got one from all of you out there. Thank you so much. We got this from our we've been getting a couple of these since our Name the Chicken contest. We get this from our friend out in, where is this?
I think St. Paul.
St. Paul.
St. Paul, Minnesota, yeah.
And we get this on a Blatt's beer card that got turned into a postcard,
yeah.
And it's addressed to the James Gang.
All right, finally.
Hey.
Someone used it.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you for doing that. Wow, I'll just read this as is. Wow, what a great radio show was broadcast Sunday, October 24th. The Seth Faces the Music Halloween production. Looking forward to the Christmas show. Side note, birthday song suggestion from the movie Hunt for the Wilder People from 2016 with Sam Neill.
I'll have to look that one up and see what kind of a birthday song that is. Yeah.
Keep that feedback coming, everybody. Yeah. We appreciate you. Greatest listeners in radio. Thank you so much for that. We got great stuff on your radio dial tonight. Be sure join us this afternoon from 3 to 4 for Playmakers. Just found out Randy is going to be with us. I want Seth and Randy a little bit on this one, though.
Ooh,
I want to talk
a
little baseball with you guys.
All right.
And talk, of course, some football. It's going to be a good show. Join us for Playmakers 3 to 4 every Monday. Proudly brought to you by Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids.
Nice.
We've got, of course, Veterans Day around the corner. Mm-hmm. And we have we had Tom Heiser in to talk about this. Just wanted to touch on a couple of things. The Vietnam Veterans of America Chapter 101 40th Anniversary Program. Program will be held at McMillan Library at 490 East Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids on November 10th, starting at 1:30. There will be a panel of Vietnam veterans that will answer questions from after the movie We Were Soldiers is shown. I thank them for doing this, and I thank McMillan for hosting this. It's going to be a great event.
Very nice.
Seth, you had something you wanted to tell us about.
Well, we got the spaghetti dinner coming up on Saturday. Any time to talk about that from 4:30 to 7 at the Donald J. Knuth Memorial Hall. That is VFW Post 2534, 2711 Redden Road in Wisconsin Rapids. For $11, it's an all-you-can-eat spaghetti supper. It includes marinara or meat sauce. You got Italian bread with butter, salad, assorted dressings, assorted desserts, milk, coffee. They've got soda, beer, and wine for purchase as well. In honor of Veterans Day, the men and women who have given of themselves in service of this great nation, please join them as they come together to enjoy fellowship and a meal. Everyone, this, of course, is open to the public. So go get a wonderful spaghetti dinner on Saturday.
Encourage you to save the date. We're inviting you to donate blood at their blood drive at the VFW Post 2534 in Wisconsin Rapids. This is coming up on the 10th. Be sure to mark your calendars. It'll go from 9 to 1. And appreciate everybody that could donate that can out there. Thank you so much to them. And again, a big thank you to Tom Heiser for joining us. We're going to talk about these events as we lead into Veterans Day, and appreciate everybody for that. Thank you, everybody, for wishing us a happy birthday here at WFHR.
Yeah.
83 years young yesterday our birthday was.
Strong.
We appreciate that from all of you. And over the weekend, I was almost brought to tears by our listeners because since last week, Wednesday, I believe it was, or Thursday, when I kind of just started on the air talking about some things that have been going on in Wausau and some events that I have had happen to me. I was waiting for what I get a lot of times when this happens, to be honest with everybody. I get these anti-Semitic emails. It's been happening for years, and I was waiting for a lot of that stuff. That's not what I got. I got over 10 or 15 different emails from all of you out there telling me you got my back. Nice. I had people stopping me at the gas station saying the same thing. I got not one bit of negative feedback, which has never happened to me in my life.
Wow.
And I'm trying to just get through this segment so I don't get teary because that I can't tell you what that meant to me, everybody. Like that's a different day. It's a better day. Things are getting better. Like don't let this hate, don't let this negativity get things twisted. We are winning. The good are winning.
That's
the good
a minority.
People. Mm-hmm.
The hate is the minority.
We need to speak louder with our hearts and our minds, and be what we've been doing. Keep doing what you're doing,
positive.
Everybody.
Yep.
Appreciate both of you. Great show, both of you guys.
Yeah.
Appreciate you.
Great show.
Have a great day, everybody. We'll talk to you sooner than later, right here at.